Asheville voters will choose three of the six city council members in November. At large seats, the top three vote-getters will serve 4 years on council. Asheville FM is interviewing the candidates to help voters make their choices. Candidate Rich Lee, who was the fourth-place finisher in the 2015 Asheville City Council races, will run again in 2017. Lee is a financial advisor. Prior to the 2015 elections, Lee sat on the Greenway Committee, on which he continues to serve. In 2016, Lee was appointed by City Council to the city's Multimodal Transportation Commission. Before we talk, in light of full disclosure, it needs to be noted that Lee is a member of the Asheville FM Advisory Board, and this reporter's family has contributed money to Lee's campaign. Mr. Lee, welcome to Asheville News. Let's start with your first question. How long have you lived in Asheville?
I've lived in Western North Carolina for 20 years, except for about 2 years that I moved away to volunteer in the U.S. Peace Corps, and I spent a little less than a year in Alaska. I'm 37, so I moved up here at 17 and came of age up here.
And you've been in Asheville since you were 17?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the changes you've seen? At 17, the world looks a lot different than it does at your current age.
It does. And you know, I probably spent a lot more nights at the scandals and the dance clubs than I do now. But you know, what really struck me about coming to Asheville in the late 90s was some of the bohemian do-it-yourself vibe that moved a little farther to the fringes. Back then, we would go down to around the Vance Monument at nights on Friday nights, and that was the real center of activity. And you'd see working artists there and people handing out tracts for the Hare Krishnas or the Apocalypse people. And there was just a sense of people without much resources or people with day jobs just all joined together in a kind of spontaneous block party on the weekends.
You've come a long way since your days at Scandals. And and what has drawn you to a position in politics at City Council?
Well, you know, I've been involved in city politics one way or another for years and years. As you mentioned, I sit on the city's Greenway Committee, the city's Multimodal Commission, something called the AIM Implementation Task Force, the Downtown and West Asheville Parking Study, a lot of things like that. I'm a big believer that you do the work at the level you're at for as long as you can get things done. And then when you need to get the next thing done, you have to get to the next level. Council is where so many decisions are made that affect our lives intimately, from which streets get paved to where our trash gets picked up and how much we pay for it.
In terms of looking at that, let's step back and think about how the city might look in 5 years, how we can imagine our future. So I want you to take a 30,000-foot view, just a sort of a vision view, and talk about what are some of the changes you might see in Asheville in the next 5 years.
Well, the changes I hope to see are that we've resolved big questions facing Asheville of what is the place of working people, working artists, the lower-income people, the people that I remember from hanging around the Vance Monument on Friday nights. And that's something that we're really going to struggle with over the next 5 years as home prices continue to rise and wages continue to stagnate. And, you know, I would say that we have 5 years at the outside to figure it out before we really end up being a community that's shut out its lower earners and its struggling people and come to look more like an Aspen of the East.
In terms of that, those are big topics. You have to break them into smaller parts to accomplish things. It's hard to just put your arms around something big. What are the issues you plan to highlight first, the ones that you're going to really stroke on your campaign?
Well, if I learned one thing from running last time, it's that the issues you think are going to be critical to the election aren't always the ones the public picks. So I'm open to having debate in whatever direction the public goes, whether that's about downtown park or short-term rentals like it was last time, or about some of the other issues. I can tell you the ones that matter the most to me right now are affordability. You're going to hear that from a lot of people. I think where I differ from the typical candidate's approach is I really want to see the city put its efforts behind affordability supports for current residents and the small-time landlords and homeowners that make up so much of Asheville's housing stock. We have big programs as a city to pay for a developer to include some affordable units in a gigantic apartment complex, like what you see up on Fairview Road above Biltmore Village. I call it the castle. But we don't have any sort of program right now that helps a small homeowner or landowner who's just trying to rent out his basement to be able to offer an affordable rent. I'd like to see the city use some of its affordable housing funds to create a lending bank with low interest or no interest loans for people who want to build garage apartments or finish out their basements and rent them affordably. I want to see some sort of tax relief for people that are renting out single houses affordably, something like that, that really spreads the benefits and the incentives down to the level of the single homeowner, basically. The other side of that equation with affordability, of course, is always incomes. Asheville's got a stagnating income. We just had a report last week that said we have one of the most stagnant incomes in the studied area. And so we've really got to find a way to bring and keep jobs here effectively that raise wages and bring people's fortunes up along with the cities. I'm a big supporter of programs that foster and really protect small independent businesses like our local downtown businesses, because I think that's where the jobs really come from and the wages really come from.
You have a background as a financial planner, mm-hmm. and financial advisor. You've been in the Peace Corps. You've lived around. You have a fairly good set of life experiences at this point in your life. How do those all figure in as part of the main points that differentiate you from the other candidates?
There's two aspects to politics. There's the bumper sticker, can you come up with a good slogan aspect of politics? And then there's the actual work of governing, which is usually different. When I went around as a candidate back in 2015, you know, the number one city accomplishment that people mentioned to me as a positive thing about the city was the hanging the rainbow flag from City Hall when gay marriage was allowed, which is a great action, but that's not the day-to-day work of the city. That's the sort of symbolic litmus test sort of stuff. The real decisions, when you get down to the level of who's actually putting together the list of roads that are going to get repaved. We all need roads that are repaved. Who's going to do that? Or who's going to build the sidewalks? The city needs about 90 miles of sidewalks that it's identified that need to be in place now. And we're at a pace to build really just a couple of miles of them at best a year. And how do those tough, thorny decisions get made? What I offer that I think could make me unique in this race is that I've done the work. I actually put together this year's sidewalk list. I put together, I was part of the committee that approved the transportation projects that got funded by the municipal bond we all voted for last November. On the level of who's just showing up day in and day out and doing the work of keeping the lights on and keeping our infrastructure up, I've been there for years. As a neighborhood activist, founded the West Asheville neighborhood across the interstate from where we're doing this interview, or co-founded it, I'm sorry, vice president of the Coalition of Asheville Neighborhoods. I've driven out dead sick in the middle of the night to consult with some neighborhood on a development issue or a transportation issue that was affecting them. And those are the sort of things I would love to offer to do for the city as a whole, to be there for you and be doing the work. At the end of the day, one, there's not a lever in City Hall that says no more hotels, that you just get in there and you pull and we've succeeded. There's nothing that says no more growth or yes, more growth. It comes down to this complex interlocking set of incentives and disincentives that are very hard to untangle if you walk into them fresh. I've got four kids, actually. I'm in a combined family. I've got 2 5-year-olds, 2 7-year-olds, and 2 dogs. And as they've gotten older, it's become more and more about how to make this a city that they'll continue to be able to live in without having to move away to somewhere like Charlotte or Raleigh or Atlanta to get a start in a career that sustains them. I want Asheville to sustain them. We talk about what is sustainable as far as growth and infrastructure in Asheville, but I want to talk about what's sustaining in Asheville.
Where can voters learn more about you?
I've got a website. It's richworksfor.me. It's not a .com or .org. You can do that now with websites. So richworksfor.me. I've also got a Facebook presence at facebook.com/richleeforashville.
Mr. Lee, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. Anytime.